Making After School Cool.
Welcome to the Making After School Cool podcast, the link between research, practice, and theory for those interested in the activities youth are involved with during non-school hours. The Making After School Cool podcast is produced by Case for Kids, a division of Harris County Department of Education. And I'm your host, Mike Wilson. Annually, the last full week in April is After School Professionals Week. Every young person deserves a quality after school program that positively influences their lives. And in order to create an environment that offers impactful services, requires skilled professionals. Because of the important roles after school professionals play in the lives of kids, they deserve recognition and support. According to the National After School Association, after school professionals are defined as skilled individuals who work with children and youth in diverse school and community-based settings to offer a wide variety of positive developmental relationships and experiences during out-of-school time hours. It is believed that in the U.S., there are an estimated 850,000 individuals who are participating members of the after-school profession, with an estimated of 10 million children participate in after-school programs each year. Unfortunately, for every child in an after-school program, there are still two more waiting to get in. The after-school field is continually evolving. As policies and education standards change, after-school programs must stay aligned in order to successfully serve today's students. Consequently, programming in an after-school program are often multifaceted and at times complex. Components frequently include academic support, but also non-academic components addressing issues such as values, self-esteem, physical fitness, and social and emotional wellness. That's where professional development comes in. There's a wide range of professional resources and opportunities available to help program directors and staff gain new skills, improve program quality, and learn the latest trends and practices in child development. So, today's episode of the Making After School Cool podcast features after-school professionals who will respond to the following question. What advice would you give a person who wants to work with youth and enter the after-school field? My guests include Jasmine Casper, Case for Kids Project Coordinator of 21st Century Community Learning Centers, Texas, ACE Cycle 10 Programs, Kathy Rose, Executive Director of College Community Career, Kristen Miller of E-Teaching Me, and Jason Hammond of the Houston Children's Museum.
Speaking from my own experience, this is basically what I would say. Work at some place, you know, start at the, you know, the entry level thing. But when jobs come up and when people ask you to do things, always do it. Like, that's how I progressed. I mean, I was going to college, you know, I was 18. I didn't have a degree yet. You know, there was no expectation for me to have a degree, but I was getting my degree. But anytime they asked me, like, hey, do you want to do the school program? I was like, yeah. Do you want to try this out? I was like, yeah. Do you want to do this? Yeah. And I've noticed in the museums I worked at, sometimes younger people that I've worked with, as I became more seasoned, they wouldn't do that. And I would actually pull them aside and be like, no, you want to do all this stuff, because a lot of the work we do and the way we progress and the way we get into different jobs is through good word of mouth. Like, you know, someone will say like, oh my gosh, this person's been doing this for so long. Like, it's a no-brainer that we want them to join our team as well. So I would just really advise anybody who wants to do this stuff. It doesn't even matter what museum it is. If you want to work in an art museum, if you want to work at a natural science, if you want to work at an observatory, you just have to be really forthcoming in, yes, I'll do everything you want me to do.
Hi, everyone out there. My name is Jasmine Castleberry, and I am a project director with Case for Kids with the Harris County Department of Education. So, Mike, I think that this is an excellent question because, you know, everybody in this field has started from somewhere, right? For a lot of us, we were interested in another field. Like, for me, I wanted to be a lawyer, and then I just came into the after-school field. And so I think something that I wish that people would have told me or helped encourage me to prepare, I think something that's really important for people to know is that after school is not school. And so you really want to help the kids tap into their creative side. You want to expose them to new things because we're not academically focused. It is one of the pillars of after school programming to help students excel academically. But we get to do that in unorthodox and abnormal kinds of ways, to where we're kind of hiding academics in fun and play and be creative. Don't be so strict with the kids. Don't go into it thinking that you have to be a strict disciplinarian. This is an opportunity for you to build a really unique relationship with youth. Another thing that I would say is to stay on top of the trends. Trends in after-school programming are always changing, just like in school. In the in-school dynamic. And so it's important to stay on top of those things like STEM or STEAM when it changed into STEAM from STEM, SEL, all of those kinds of things that, we need to know and understand in after-school programming so that we can base learning on those trends so that students can be kind of equal in the field. So to speak. And then the last thing I would say is for you to get to know each student individually and their family and their community, because after school programming is not just about the student, it is about the whole child, their families, their communities, the school, and everybody plays an important role in getting to know that student. And because, again, like I said earlier, we're not academically focused or based, we have that unique opportunity to build special relationships with families, integrate the community into our activities. And so, it's coming into the after school field or profession can be very, very rewarding. I've been in it for 20 years now, and I would not change a single thing. And I just believe that, again, we have a unique opportunity to do things differently with our kids, expose them to new things, create new experiences. And it all starts with a person that has the passion to do the work and wants to actually build a relationship with each of the students in their program and help them succeed in different, better, special, and unique ways.
Hi, my name is Kathy Rose. I'm the Executive Director for College Community Career. And my advice for those that are looking to enter the out-of-school space, it's a very important space, I think, especially as we get through the pandemic. It's a space where we're trying to catch students up from a year and a half of asynchronous learning. So I think it's an important topic. If you're a practitioner, I think that you need to have background checks and fingerprinting. And I think it's essential to also do sexual abuse training, especially if you're doing something, with all kids, but especially in the high school space. Our organization serves high school students. So I think you should also have a passion for the age group that you're serving. If you don't have a passion for that group, especially the older they are, students are very astute. They get it. They won't come to your program and you won't be very successful. So I think that you should pick your age group that is where your passion lies. You also need to have some compassion to be a mentor, an encourager. You need to give hope to students in this space and see the possibility of students where a teacher may not have the time or the energy to do that. I think that's the after school space place for somebody that works in that area. And I also think you straddle, you're not a teacher. You're more of a mentor, not necessarily a friend. You're kind of in between there. And I think that you also can give relatable stories and personal advice that from your own life that can relate to the students. We often, in our program or college success program, so we often tell like a college essay is about your personal story. It's not a formal English 5-paragraph paper that you're turning in. That's too impersonal. And in the after school space, I think you need to have that personal connection with students. I think you have to have a balance in making it fun and interesting. It's not a classroom. It's unless maybe you're doing tutoring or an SAT prep class or something, but you have to have classroom management skills. So I think as organizations, we need to train students on that. Also think you need to train somebody to be flexible, because in the after school space, you may get to the school and the check-in process takes a long time, or this classroom is locked, or they're having a fire drill, and you've just got to figure out, you know, to be able to think on your feet really well of how to handle that. How do you get your kids back into that room and not leave school? So be able, you know, make friends with the custodian, make friends with the front desk person, see if you can get badges so that the check-in process is quicker. All of that will help you be successful in the after-school space. And then I think if you're doing something content-specific, you need to train your staff to be content experts. You can't be generalists if you're coming in to be a content specialist. So for us, we're college access programs. So we try and know everything there is to know and be as up to date and current as possible to do that. But if you're also gonna be creative and you're not gonna have maybe a set curriculum, then you need to give your people the tools and supplies to be successful. So if you're gonna be in an art program and you want them to be creative, give them all the tools that are going to keep kids busy. If you're going to give them the flexibility of being able to go outside, then give them, if you want them to play kickball, then make sure they have a ball. But also then make sure they can get back in the building to get their stuff, because it's after school and the door's locked. So those kinds of things, give them all the stuff to be successful so that the kids then are successful and want to come back and get more from your program. They'll bring their friends. And I think that's when you know you are successful, when kids want to even bring their more friends to be part of it and hang out with them in the after school space.
Hi, my name is Kristen Miller, and I'm a master trainer and a consultant for the state of Texas and the owner of eTeaching Me. My advice for any new educator that wants to join the field working with youth or entering the after school care program would be to first identify what your passion is. What is your why? What is that buy-in for you? Why do you want to join it? What is it that makes you feel that you want to do that job? And then once you identify your passion, then we have to figure out what your skill set is. Does your skill set include working with kids, helping them with their homework, or helping them learn behavioral techniques or social interactions with others? What is your skill set identifying what it is you want to do within that role as a after-school coach, counselor, educator? And then the third thing that you really want to understand about joining this career field is how you can learn to be better at your job, attending professional development activities to really understand what it is that will be your responsibility for after school care, working with children and youth in that role. And we want to make sure that identifying your passion, identifying your skill set, and then further education in your role really helps match your comfort level so that you can be successful in your job. Having a love for kids is so important, but furthermore, understanding where that love lies within you for the kids. To at the end of the day, always remember it's about the kids.
Yeah.
And when you feel like your heart's not there, or your head's not there. Even me, like I get burnt out sometime, and I know I have a passion for it, and I get burnt out because it's just nature, like we're human. And last, It's important to know that when you join the role in after-school care, you will be required to pass a background check. So make sure that you understand that that is going to be a prerequisite requirement as well.
Making After School Cool.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Making After School Cool podcast. This is a part of a series of episodes focusing on voices from the after school field, where I interview out of school time professionals to gain their insight on various topics related to the after school and summertime profession. Today's topic focused on what advice would you give a person wanting to enter the out of school time field? I want to thank my guest, Jason Hammond with the Children's Museum of Houston, Kathy Rose with College Community Career, Jasmine Castleberry with Harris County Department of Education Case for Kids, and Kristen Miller with eTeaching. Please join us for future episodes as we continue to explore issues relevant to the out-of-school time field.